Hello?
Hi, is this the Orbit Design Agency?
Yes, this is Orbit Design Agency. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I was confused. My name is Becky, and I work with a nonprofit organization, a newer business that we're trying to redo our website and also kind of rebrand, redo. We're kind of new. I need to get a couple, two, three bids on different websites, and is that something you guys do?
Lovely, yes, for sure. Why not? So, well, it's a nonprofit organization, and how long have you guys been in this industry?
About a year.
About a year now. Okay. So, are you still active on our website chat by any chance? Or have you left the website?
No, I haven't left it. I'm
You
here.
haven't left. You're here? Let me see if you're here. So, do you see my message?
Is it Chase?
This is Chris. Do you see him?
Yes.
Okay, so this is me on the website chat with you right now. So, in regards to nonprofit organizations, since you've been operating for quite a year now, so is it your first website, by the way, by any chance, or are you looking for something to revamp or completely redo?
Revamp, redo. We currently have a website. I'll tell you
Okay.
what we do. We're a workforce training center, and we're nonprofit, but we work on federal or different grants, federal grants. So we're kind of the middleman. We offer classes for people
Oh.
to take to better themselves, and we need landing pages for the different classes, and then links to the other pages where the classes are going and applications and all of that together.
Okay, lovely. Thank you so much for clarifying that. Could you please first share your current website with me right now so that I can take a quick look at it?
Oh, hold on, let me do it. Well, let me, there we go. It's workforcetrainingcenter.com.
Workforce Training Center. Okay. Workforce Training.
Oh, my apologies. It's www.smithvillewworkforcetrainingcenter.com.
Smithville.
Smithville.
Smithville Training Center.
Workforce. Smithville Workforce Training Center.
That's a pretty long domain name.
I know. And that's one of the other things. The name is eventually going to change, too.
Okay, so glad, good year. You have a complete, full-fledged Google My Business profile as well. And as soon as I took your name on Google, and showed me your Facebook pages and everything. So currently, is this the website by any chance? Let me just share it with you. This the one?
I haven't seen anything come up yet.
On the chat box.
Oh, hold on. Workforcetrainingcenter.com. Yes.
This is the one? Okay. So currently I do see click here for upcoming classes, about us, courses offered. Now this is pretty interesting. Okay. So there's a calendar. I guess that will be for scheduling.
That's another thing that we'll need. We'll need a calendar that we can update to put all of our classes into.
Okay, and would you want people scheduled through that calendar as well?
Not really people scheduling through it, just more like the information on when the classes will start.
Okay.
Like somebody would contact us and go, "Hey, I want to take your plumbing class." Okay, well then, instead of them calling us and saying, not that we mind answering the question, but it's so much easier. It just needs to be super user friendly to where they can click and go, "Well, that's when the class starts."
Oh, all right, got your point. So
And it's
currently
really
you're
hard right now. it's hard for us to find. I don't know what she's using, and I mean, it's, like I said, it's pretty new.
Currently, you guys are using Google Calendar, right?
Yeah, we uploaded the Google Calendar to it. Yeah.
Okay.
So we can update that.
Yeah, exactly, because it's a generic calendar. It's, like, showing everything which a normal person on a normal calendar can, like, see. So it's not
right.
Customizable, actually.
Right.
Okay, so currently you're offering up to 4 courses. Those are, like, in categories like medical courses, skilled trades, professional development, and information technology, okay? And that they're, like,
yes,
obviously
those are the avenues.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then there'll be sub-courses in those.
CNA, and I do see EMT, then dental assistant, medical admin assistant. So, like, a hefty number of, like, courses, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then 5
Yeah,
more.
And that's just for now, because eventually there'll be more.
Okay, that is where you're looking forward to, like, have your website upgraded onto a better platform, because currently I do see your website is built on Squarespace, right?
Right, and it's real limited.
Yes, it's pretty limited because Squarespace does not allow a website to be upgraded to a certain extent. It has a kind of, like, I would say, a limit to it. So that is where you're looking forward to upgrade. Okay. Now, I would like to know more about your login area because I do see it's not, like, currently functional. Is it?
Is it what functional?
The login area of your website.
I do not know if it's functional or not. I've never tried to actually log in.
Okay. And pretty much, can you, like, describe me briefly what is the use for this login area? For people who have an account area with you, they can see there the courses which they're, like, enrolled and their, like, past history as well, something like that?
Yes, I believe so. I believe that they want to get it to where that they can actually, you know, create an account as a student or as a, I don't want to say member, but as a student, and they can say, okay, well, maybe the classes, let's say Austin Community College could be kind of like a portal sort of the students.
Okay, I do see where you're coming from. So I'm sharing a website with you. It's pretty much like offering, like, training solutions itself, okay? So, but this is a pretty extensive website. I've shared it with you over the chat box. So just take a look at it and tell me, is that, because this is a highly customizable website. It's built on a custom platform, okay? Not like Squarespace or, like, even WordPress as well. It's built on, like, ASP.NET. Now, this is ASP.NET is one of the leading technologies these days, okay, on which a website can be customized as per your needs. Even the smallest of the icons on the website is customizable. So you can pretty much imagine that a website of this category of this, like, caliber can be customizable up to any kind of extent, okay? You cannot, like, restrict this website to any kind of functionality. You can even, like, sign up for a course on this website. You can even connect.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, like a link to a sign-up to where we get the information, the school gets the information.
Exactly. It's sort of like an automated portal, okay, in which if a function is being, like, taking place, okay, so what you're currently getting is, like, everyone who is connected onto this portal is getting notified accordingly, okay? Let's say if in a course some teachers are involved, an admin is involved, and an instructor is also involved, okay? So once a person is signing up, everyone is receiving this confirmation email that this person has signed up, and you don't need to, like, manually notify everyone for everything, okay? Just like an automatic
system. Yeah, and that's kind of what we've been having to do now. Like, it'll go, like, on our website where it says apply now, you click on it, and they fill out the stuff, but then it is linked, or I don't know the terminology, but it's linked to, like, a Google Docs for us to where we have to check it every day and then call the people and say, is this what you wanted to sign up for? all this, and it's just the bigger it's getting, the harder it is to keep up with.
Because I am just on your apply now form, which is, I guess, it's quite lengthy, but I guess this is something necessary for people to fill out because you need to know these kind of things. But what's the other part, the other way to do it, like, the form can be much more attractive and much more easier to fill out as well, because currently the form is looking like a complete page with just, like, selecting options and filling out information. So it can be a bit of a turnoff for anyone who's filling it out. It can be like created in a simplified manner for people who are like looking forward to like enrolling these courses can easily fill out their requirements. Because
right.
The website which I have just showed you, the Cascade Training Solutions, okay, it is built on a certain platform which is being like pretty much easily manageable for the visitors as well. It is not only easy for the person who owns the website, it's pretty user-friendly for the people who are like on a regular basis landing onto the website as well and looking forward for like different options. Because if you do see, it's pretty much, the verbiage on the website is pretty much the same. They're like offered courses, training locations, online and virtual classes, then find a class and services, even though they've connected their online store, the e-commerce store, where they're like selling some kind of like products as well, like ACLS provider manual as well. So this is something.
Exactly.
So if I am not wrong, I have like exactly shared you the same website, what you are like requiring right now. Am I correct?
I believe so. I mean, you know, this is more toward the medical side, I should say, but I mean, as long as it could just, it's something, and is this something that we can actually get in on the backside and we can update it, correct?
Exactly, yes, that's the best part of it. It is built on a custom backend portal, which will be like providing you with the options which actually you want for your website. It will not be coming up with a lot of options which you don't even require for your website. That is the beauty of it, because it's built custom as per your requirements. So considering the fact you are looking at a medical-based website, right? But if you consider it as your own website with the pictures, the verbiage of your company, but just the functionality of the same, okay, like this website is performing. So currently you can get a similar website with everything which you offer on your website like this, but yes, the functionality will be the same, and the people that are looking forward to enroll in your courses, the complete formula and the complete like steps will be followed in the similar manner. So that will eventually make the process pretty much easier for your clients and for your students as well, I would say. Now, let's talk about in more detail about what kind of like deadline are you guys having in mind to like have this website finished and like uploaded and like workable and like visible for your students or like your users?
I would say, I don't think that, I mean, obviously the sooner the better, but since we are a nonprofit and they have an executive board, it has to go, you know, toward the board each time. So our next board meeting wouldn't be till February. And I think that they can do it kind of, I don't want to say off the books, but just like with a couple of board members. But I would say in a month or two, I mean, a couple, 6 weeks maybe.
So the deadline for your website to be finished up and available for the visitors to see it will be a month and a half, I would say, okay? A safe side.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell you a reality.
And that might change. Don't quote me on that.
No, don't worry about it. I'll tell you a reality about it, okay? About talking about Cascade Training Solutions, okay? This client came on board with us, like, I would say, they came us for a revamp as well. They were pretty much having an old technology website for themselves, okay? So they came on board for us, like, I would say like 6 months back, okay? And they were having a tight deadline. They wanted to like rebrand themselves in a professional manner, like put up these kind of like functionalities on their website. Mm-hmm. And they had a deadline of like 30 working days, okay? So, and because they were like pretty active and like pretty like active on their responses, whenever we were sending them an update and the progress of the work, they were pretty much replying back to us within a time frame of like 24 to 48 hours, even because they had also a team of people who were like supposed to be like taking a look at the progress and then providing us with the feedback. So it was taking a time frame of like 24 to 48 hours. So I'm assuming in your scenario that the thing will be the same. Whenever I show you a progress, I guess if there is a person of contact, a main person of contact on which we'll be sending the progress to, he or she will be like sending it to the board, and they will be approving further, right?
I don't believe so. I believe like it just, the only thing that really needs to be approved is more price points need to be approved, and then the actual internal what the website looks like and how it acts and friendliness and all that kind of jazz is just up to our, I guess, our executive director, which actually works right here in the same building.
Lovely, lovely. Then the communication can get much faster.
Yeah, it would be faster than that. The only thing that we would need board approval for is just the actual, since it's nonprofit, everything has to be very transparent, and we would just need to get the okay from them.
Exactly, agreed. So considering the fact that you are a core member to the team, okay, so I'm sure that you might know that, what kind of like budgeting and pricing are you guys looking towards working? Because I've worked with nonprofits before, and they work with a dedicated budget, okay? They have a lot of their budgets into every corner, every task. So I pretty much know whenever I talk to an organization who's nonprofit, I personally like ask them about their budget, okay? Because it's something that they cannot exceed, okay? And
right.
they cannot like underdo as well. So that is why I would put
right.
the ball in your court and ask you, what kind of budget range are you guys looking forward to work along with? That will give me a much better and clear idea.
Right, right. And I will share that with you if I knew. I don't know. I think since it's so new and it's so, and I didn't go to the last meeting, not that it matters right now, but building something like this, a revamping a website, is this like a, obviously it's a monthly fee, but is it just like a kind of a revamp one-time thing, or is it always a month? I don't know how it works.
Okay, so since while working with a custom company like us, okay, you don't like get a pain of like paying monthly recurring fee, okay? It's a one-time fee, and once the project and the website is all finished, we transfer the rights to the organization or the website owner, and then they can like pretty manage their website all by themselves if they choose to do so. In some cases, people do like come back to us and like offer like and ask us to do and maintain their websites all by themselves. Okay, so we do take upon the task of like maintaining their website, and then obviously there's a dedicated fee for that. But most of our clients, in my history, I would say if I like talk about Cascade Training Solutions as well, they're pretty much managing their website all by themselves. Okay, they're like
right.
not taking any kind of like help for us, because the portal, which is built on the back end of the website, it's according to their needs, okay? So if the portal
right.
is built according to your needs as well, you will be, like, getting a hands-on experience on, like, how to manage the website and how to, like, maintain it in the future as well. So you won't be, like, pretty much needing any kind of, like, maintenance service. So to answer your question, it would not be a monthly or recurring fee. It would just be a one-time fee for the complete project. And once the project is finalized, we will just be transferring the website to your ownership, and that will be job done. So this is how we work. And
is there also maybe a like a I don't want to say hotline, but like a uh-oh, this isn't working, I want to call, and like a helpline, I should say.
Yes, we do offer that kind of like opportunity as well. I'll tell you, the website process works in like three steps. We start off with the designing, move towards the development, and once the development is finalized, then we like make the website live out there on your domain name, okay? Throughout the course of the project, there will be a dedicated account manager or a project manager assigned to you who will just be in communication with you directly, okay, through emails, texts, or even like calls as well, okay, whatever you prefer, okay. So technically, even after, let's say after a month or two, the project has ended up, and then after a month or two, you guys need a kind of like slight change in the website, or you're finding it difficult to like navigate and make changes onto the website, that project manager will still be available for you and assist you out with that, okay? For that, we have a team of complete project managers, and we'll be, like, accordingly choosing the project manager who personally has an experience working with nonprofits, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we have, like, categorized the project managers over here, okay? Some people are working, like, good at working with e-commerce clients, okay? Some people are working with, like, service-based clients, okay, and some project managers are working well with nonprofit organizations, so we'll closely and carefully choose the right project manager for you, who will be, like, assigned to you for the complete tenure of the project, and even after that, okay? So the communication would not be a big of a problem, okay? So that's that's how we operate.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I again, don't quote me on it, but I have heard the number 500 running around. I don't know exactly what that meant, but I did hear that.
500?
But I couldn't tell you exactly what what a budget is, what their budget is. I don't even know if they really know what the budget is since it's so new. I just know that it needs to be built so where it's user friendly and more eye appealing.
I totally agree with your point over here, but just to like you know that before like I coach you something and you coach me something, I would definitely recommend you to like discuss it with them. Take a clear description of what their like actual budget is, because I'll tell you. Let's say you come up to me and you tell me your budget is like $5,000, okay? Even if the work is like doable in a budget of like $3,000, I would say like save your $2,000 for yourself, okay? I can have the job done in $3,000, okay? It's not something if you hit me with a bigger number, I would say, okay, you know, come on board. I will earn an extra $2,000 from your pocket, okay? It's not something like that.
Right.
Because we have categorized our projects, okay, in a specific budget range, okay? So let's say if a project is like worth for like $2,000, we'll only do it for like $2,000. We won't be overcharging for that because that's again company policy. Whoever like selling it for like $3,000 will be penalized accordingly, okay? So we cannot surely do that, okay? That's again the company policy, and that project is immediately refunded back to the client, okay? So that's not even a case with us that even if you come up with a higher budget to us, okay, we cannot sign you up for that, okay? I would eventually, like, tell you what the actual price is, and I will start work within that budget range, okay? So that is why you have an upper hand in that scenario from my end, that you can come up with an exact number from your board that this is the budget that they have approved for this website and everything, and this is something which we cannot exceed. Then I would tell you what the actual cost is, and if that's suiting you and me as well, then we like sign up an agreement, okay, and we'll start off with the work. And from that particular day, we'll be like signing up an agreement that your website will be up and live in the next 1.5 months or even 1 month, depending upon your active approvals.
Right. Okay.
So this is
all right.
How
that sounds good. So where can I once I talk with my executive director? I do have another lady. She's more of a guru in this than I am. I'm just kind of making some phone calls. But if I could, is there a possible way I could pass your number on to her, and she could give you a call?
Yes,
be able to tell you more information.
I would definitely, if you can, like, definitely drop down her details and your details on the chat box for me as well. That will be including your complete name, your email, and your contact number.
Okay, will do. I'll do that.
And,
I'll give you mine and hers.
I will be sharing my details with you as well. Okay.
Okay.
My number and my email as well.
Okay.
That's your name, I assume, Becky Friend.
Yeah. And let me give you her her email address.
In the best possible scenario, I'll tell you, okay, since we have just entered 2023, okay, it's not even like 10 days we're into this like year now. So we're still running some discounted offers, okay? Along with that's by the company. It's not from my pocket, okay? So that's still like running on our website as well. So whatever budget you come up with, if that also implies up with a discount, you might get an extra discount off on to what you're actually expecting in regards to a website, and you might end up like saving some extra money for your board. And that will be a nice way to do it, too. So it's I have your email and Leah's email as well. Can you drop down me a number as well, which is best to reach you out?
237-1108.
And are you giving me a landline or is it a direct line to you?
It's a landline.
It's a landline. I would be asking for your name on it?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm usually the one that answers.
Okay, lovely, lovely. So here are my details as well. Becky, my name is Christopher Buck. Okay, this is my direct line, 408-495-2551. And my email ID is christopher@orbitdesignagency.com. Now, in regards to everything, I will be sharing a draft email to you, okay, with the website which I have showed you, cascadetraining.com, so that you can have you can show it to your board as well. Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that. That'd be great.
And currently I will write down a complete way of how we work okay, how we operate, so that it's better while you're discussing with your board to tell you how we work as well. And then how soon should I expect you to respond me back with a definite number that this is the budget which the board has approved?
April will be in tomorrow. She left for the day. She'll be in tomorrow, so I can possibly get back to you maybe tomorrow evening and let you know just in an email or something.
That would be great. An email would work. As long as you're active on the emails, that would do.
Okay, yeah.
All right, so just wait up for my email. Let me just drop down you a dummy email right now so that I can see if the emails are coming in or not, because a lot of times the emails, like, bounce back and, like, something happens. So just to be on the safe side, I'm dropping you an email just to check if it's, like, going through. Okay, just give me a moment. I'm on my email screen. The email subject would say Orbit Sign Agency, okay? Hey.
It's trying to open.
Your email?
Let me see if I can see it on my
okay,
phone.
Okay, I just sent you an email. If you can refresh your inbox and let me know if you have received it on your inbox or even your junk or spam, because at times first-timers land in junk or in spam.
All right, let's see. Is it
Orbit Design Agency, Christopher Buck?
Let's see. My computer's being super slow. It's not wanting to participate. It's really being slow. I apologize.
No, that's totally fine.
Why? I guess it's after lunch. It wants to take a little nap.
Okay. And on your website, Smith will work for a training center. On our team section, are you there on Becky, friend? At
on
GCC?
Mine?
Yeah, so you are an administrative assistant over there, right?
Yes.
And the one, Leah Stinson, she's the director of operations, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. So it will be going through Leah, Stewart, April.
Leah, April, and myself.
Okay, so it's just the three who will be, like, coordinating in regards to the project, right?
Yes.
Lovely. Okay. So it's like just like I will be getting in contact with Leah by tomorrow. And
okay.
It's just in April to, like, provide us with their approval for everything, right?
Right.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, just to get some basic numbers and stuff so we can move forward somehow or another.
Exactly. Because that's a pretty, like, nicer, like, time to, like, start off with your project, because considering the fact that we've just entered 2023, so a lot of, like, clients have, like, exhausted up, okay? So currently the workload is not that much, so you'll be getting, like, some positive attention towards your project as well. And might be possible, there's a certain chance that your website can be finished up within a month as well.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're going to say the sooner the better. I don't know what's wrong with that. I'm sorry. It looks like my computer's shutting down and going to redo itself.
That's not a problem.
You have my email, though.
I do have your email. I have already sent it. And in any case, you have my number as well. If you don't receive your email, you can easily call me or text me as well.
Okay.
Like, I can resend it to you as well. Just provide me with an update if you receive the email, kind of acknowledge it on the email.
Yeah, sure will.
Okay?
I will.
All right, that's great. So any further questions before we, like, exit this call?
No, not yet. You kind of understand what I'm talking about, because sometimes I just jabber because I don't know the correct words to use for all of this website stuff. However, I mean, I think I've explained it pretty good.
You have, actually, and as long as really communicating in the right manner, it's not about the technical terminologies used for a website. It's just about, like, making each other understand, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that
okay,
is pretty
awesome.
Much it. So as soon as you receive the email, you can notify me and let
I
me
will.
Know about it, okay?
Okay.
Thank you
All
so
right,
much.
Well, thank
but
you for your time.
Lovely, like, speaking to you.
All right.
Okay, looking forward to, like, connecting
you
with you back.
All right, awesome. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.